He is one of four faces on Mount Rushmore. But what many may not know is exactly how he became president. It all happened during a tragic set of events in Buffalo, New York. And we'll recount that story as President's Week continues on the American Countryside.
It's President's Week, and that means you're hearing unique stories about our nation's presidents here on the American Countryside. Don't forget, if you miss any of the features in this series, you can find them online at AmericanCountryside.com. Follow us on our new Facebook page and get updates on our Twitter feed. And get your copy of Andrew's award-winning book, The Man Who Was President for a Day, a book based on the stories you're hearing. Suggest story ideas and listen to past shows, too. You can find it all at AmericanCountryside.com.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. And at the end of the day, the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. So United Way is asking you to make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge now at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
September 6, 1901, as President William McKinley was shaking hands in a receiving line at the Pan American Exposition, Leon Czolgosz stepped forward and shot the president twice. With the president's life in the balance, Vice President Teddy Roosevelt immediately headed for Buffalo, New York.
The owner of the home, Ansley Wilcox, was an old friend and political acquaintance of Roosevelt's. When arriving in Buffalo, Roosevelt needed a place to stay and ended up staying at the home of his friend Wilcox over the next few days.
Mark Lozo says McKinley's health actually improved, and Roosevelt left Buffalo.
It honestly seemed that he wasn't going to be needed since the doctors had expressed their confidence in McKinley's recovery, but he also wanted to demonstrate the depth of that confidence in the president's health to the nation by showing that it was safe for him to leave town.
But suddenly, the president's condition did take a turn for the worse, and he died 8 days after the shots were fired. Roosevelt returned to Buffalo.
Roosevelt had been camping in the Adirondack Mountains in northern New York State. Upon receiving word that McKinley was near death, he headed to Buffalo in such a hurry that he didn't pack any of his luggage. He actually would have to borrow a formal suit for his own inauguration after he arrived in Buffalo.
Roosevelt once again lodged at the Wilcox home, and that's where he took the oath of office. Interestingly, the man some had hoped would quietly fade away as vice president became president of the nation.
Roosevelt had become quite unpopular with the Republican Party leadership in New York State during his service as governor. The Republican Party leadership wanted to get him out. The vice presidency seemed to be a place where they could stick him with some prestige but no real power.
Today, the Wilcox home is open to the public as a National Historic Site. Traveling the countryside in Buffalo, New York, I'm Andrew McCrae.